हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो कुरेश ही इज अ वेरी ग्रेट डिसाइपल ऑफ श्रीपाद रामानुजाचार्य। डू यू रिमेंबर व्हाट ही डिड सम डेज बैक? द होल बुक, विच बुक, विच बुक ही रिमेंबर्ड? ही रिमेंबर्ड द होल बुक, विच बुक? What was that book? Bodhayana Vritti. Santos. So this Kuresh, basically he was the king of a place called Kura. That is why his name was Kuresh. And he was very charitable. Every day early in the morning, the doors of his palace would open and there would be a big line of people, in a big line for charity. He and his wife's name was Andal. She's kept name Andal in the remembrance of the Alvar. She is not the Alvar. They both are wonderful devotees, and right from morning up to night, they would go on giving charity. People would come and ask for different things, for medical expenses, for whatever needs they had, right from morning up to night. In the night, the door would close. You know how the palace door, big sound would come. And this sound was heard by Lakshmi Devi herself. So she told to, it is some people say that she told to Kanchipurna. Some people say she told to Varadraj that I want to see this Kuresh. He is so charitable. And what is that noise coming out? So Kanchipurna said that from morning up to night, every day he gives and gives and gives and gives. He is giving charity. So she said, I want to meet this man. So Kanchipurna told to Kuresh, that Lakshmi wants to meet you. So Kuresh said, huh? Why Lakshmi ji wants to meet me? So then, meet me, why? So then he said that because you are so charitable, you are giving whole day so much charity. So he said, Lakshmi ji wants me to see only because I am charitable, not because I am a devotee, because I am giving and showing off my money, because of that she wants to meet me. So how sad it is. So he immediately gave up all his money, whatever wealth possessions he had, everything he distributed amongst others. So he distributed this money towards everyone, and he and his wife decided that they will go and live a saintly life with Shripad Ramanujacharya in Srirangam. So they gave up everything and they both went to Srirangam, and they lived in the morning he was the owner, he was the king, he had so much wealth. But by evening he was a beggar. Out of his own will, he gave up everything. Now, who is Kuresh?
A beggar.
And a disciple of?
Ramanujacharya.
Yeah. Not devotee of Lakshmi. So this Kuresh, he and his wife, they went and stayed in Srirangam in a very simple hut. Just so that they thought, we will stay near our Guru Maharaj. So they stayed there, and Kuresh every day, he was a king. Hari Bol. Thank you. So this Kuresh every day, although he was a king, he would go and beg. It was out of his own will. He went, he begged everywhere. Whatever he would get, that he would share with his wife. What was his wife's name?
Anda.
So they both would share. And one day he was not feeling well, so he didn't go out to beg. And he was lying down and he was very hungry. He was lying down, he had a stomachache, as well as he was lying down, he didn't have energy also. At that time, in Srirangam temple, the Rajbhog offering was going on. At that time, the wife, she thought, oh, we are in Srirangam. Ranganath is going to take his Rajbhog. how nice it would be. She didn't pray for that. She didn't say, oh, that I should get prasad. She just thought if Kuresh could get some of the remnants of the Lord, then maybe he will feel better because he was very weak. Immediately, the Lord is sitting in everyone's heart. Immediately, a procession came. And with full that mridanga, and you know, in South they play this particular instrument, that all everyone came, and a big plate of prasad that they gave it to Andal, and Andal gave it to Kuresh, and Kuresh said Kuresh just ate little bit. See, devotees, you know, they are not greedy. When they get this full plate of prasad, they will not hog like this. They will take very little and they will distribute it to others. So he took little prasad, he gave little to his wife and he gave back. And when all the people went, Kuresh asks his wife, did you pray to the Lord that I should get prasad? So then she said, I didn't pray, I just thought. So he thought, so you thought that I should get prasad, isn't it? He said, the Lord is not our order supplier. Of course, you did it with out of love for me, but the Lord is not an order supplier. You should not pray to the Lord for giving all these things. That is how he chastised her, and he said that henceforth you should not pray to the Lord for anything, for us. That is what he told his wife. And then after some days, because she ate the prasadam of the Lord, she became pregnant and she gave birth to two children. And those two children were considered to be the children of Ranganath and Lakshmi themselves, because they were born only because she took the prasad of Ranganath. And when Ramanujacharya came to know that these two children were born, he was very happy. And he personally came there and he named one as Vyasa and the other as, can anyone guess? Vyasa and, can anyone guess what is other name? Do you remember the vows he gave to Yamunacharya? What were the three vows? What are the three promises he gave to Yamunacharya? Yeah, second? Second?
The great saint Muni.
What is that Muni's name? Who wrote Vishnu Puran? All Tilakwalas. Who wrote Vishnu Puran? He already named Vyasa one child. The other child's name was?
Mataji, wait.
He named him Parashara. So this was the third vow he made it with Yamunacharya. Remember, Ramanujacharya made three vows. When Yamunacharya left his body, his three fingers were clenched like this. So he removed one finger, right? Remember?
Yes.
When Ramanujacharya promised. So this way Ramanujacharya kept the second promise, that he named the child Parashara and the other child was Vyasa. Now these two children were considered to be the children of Sri Ranganath themselves. That is why these two children, only because they were so special, they were put in a cradle nest next to Ranganath in the temple itself. And those two children, and Ranganath saw to it, whenever the bhoga would come to him, the first offering he would it would be given to those two children. They were so special because they were children of Ranganath and Lakshmi Devi themselves. Then Kuresh, he was gradually serving in Sriranga, and then he was serving his Guru Maharaj Sripad Ramanujacharya. Then there was a king, and he had many good qualities. Kuresh had many good qualities, and once you also remember how he remembered the whole Bodhanavritti for his Guru Maharaj. Then there was a king called Kolatunga. And he was a devotee of Lord Shiva. But being a devotee of Lord Shiva, he had a very bad character. He was, whoever was worshipping Vishnu, because he was a king, he took over all the area. And he even went to such an extent that he was not allowing anyone to enter Srirangam temple. And he was against. If anyone he would say he was taking the name of Lord Vishnu, he would convert them into, if that person doesn't take the name of Lord Shiva, he would give them punishments. So he was a very bad king. And he came to know, he had one servant called Chaturgram. And he was jealous of Kuresh. Very jealous of Kuresh. And of Ramanujacharya. So he used to report to Kolatunga that this Ramanujacharya, he will spoil your mission of making everyone the devotees of Lord Shiva, because he is making thousands of disciples everywhere of Lord Krishna, of Lord Vishnu. So then he said that you have to do something about this Ramanujacharya. So then they made a plan. They made a plan that they will invite Ramanuja and they will have a debate and they will kill Ramanuja. So this Kuresh knew the idea. That is why when Kolatunga, he sent some of his soldiers to bring Ramanujacharya to his court. So Kuresh, he knew that something is wrong here. So he begged to his Guru Maharaj, Shripad Ramanujacharya. He said, Guru Maharaj, why are you going for this thing? Please don't go. This Kolatunga is not a good person. Allow me to go. Let me go in your place. I will go as Ramanuja because they have not seen you. I will go as Ramanuja. You don't go. I will go and I will go for this invitation. So that is why Ramanuja and Kuresh, because Kuresh begged that let me serve you. So that is why Ramanuja and Kuresh exchanged their clothes. Kuresh was wearing white clothes of a grihastha. That white clothes Ramanuja wore, and Ramanuja gave his sannyasi clothes to Kuresh. And another disciple of Yamunacharya, Mahapurna. Remember Mahapurna?
Yes.
He said, even I will go. Because anyway, I am old now. Even if they kill me, it's okay. Anyway, I have to leave my body. So even I will go with Kuresh. So Ramanuja and his other disciples, Dasharati, Dhanurdas, whose pastimes we saw yesterday, they all went in, they went and hid themselves. So that they went from the other door, and from the other door, Kuresh and Mahapurna, Kuresh disguised himself as
Ramanujacharya.
Yeah. Kuresh disguised himself as Ramanujacharya, and they both, Kuresh and Mahapurna, they went to see Kolatunga. So when Kolatunga saw them, he invited them and he gave them a big, gave them seat to sit. And then he said, he tried to prove his statements. That he sent one note. There was a big debate over there. He sent a note and he said, you sign in this that Lord Shiva is the greatest. So Kuresh and Mahapurna, they signed it. And what did they sign? That Lord Vishnu is the supreme. And everyone should become a servant of servant of servant of Lord Vishnu. So Kolatunga was very angry. He said, you don't accept that Lord Shiva is the greatest, then you will not see the sunrise tomorrow. And he also said that I will not kill you because you have protected my sister. You remember the story once Ramanuja helped one princess when she was captured by a ghost?
Yes.
So that princess was his sister. So he said, because you have saved my sister, so I will not kill you. I will just give you a punishment that so that you will suffer. This was the tendency of Kolatunga. So what he did, that because you are not, there was a lot of debates going on. And then he said, because you are not accepting Lord Shiva is great and you are accepting your philosophy, that is why he ordered four people to come and punish them and to remove the eyes of Kuresh and the eyes of Mahapurna. This was the punishment they got because they accepted Lord Vishnu is the great. So now these four, some people say Kuresh plucked his eyes himself out. He didn't allow them to come near him. He said, I will only pluck my eyes. Some say they came and plucked the eyes of Kuresh as well as Mahapurna's eyes. Both of them, they had a terrible pain. Can you imagine when your eyes are removed out of your body, how terrible the pain is? At that time, Kuresh, after removing, after his eyes were removed, he offered obeisances. Can you imagine? He offered obeisances to those four people. He said, "You people have allowed me to serve so nicely my Guru Maharaj in a special way. To give my eyes in the service of my Guru Maharaj." This was his behavior. And those four, he offered obeisances and they were changed. They really melted. Their heart melted. What a person he is. I am removing his eyes and he is offering obeisances to us. So it is said that those four people, they got some guards and they paid something for them. And they said, "You please leave these two people in Sriranga." So they both started walking back to Srirangam without eyes. They both started walking. And actually when these two people came here, the daughter of Mahapurna, who remembers her name? Daughter of Mahapurna.
Dasharathi
was the
disciple.
Who was the daughter of, if you are laughing, you tell the name. Who was the daughter of Mahapurna? If you don't know, at least you should accept you don't know. Instead of making fun of others. Her name was Atulai. So she also followed these two people when they came to Kolatunga. So she helped them out to go back to Srirangam. But on the way, Mahapurna, because he was very old and he couldn't bear the pain, so he was about to leave his body. He said that the Lord is, "I have to go back to Vaikuntha. So that is why I will leave my body." Kuresh said, "You please wait. Just in few, after some time Srirangam will come. You go and leave your body in Srirangam. It is such an auspicious place, in the holy place of Sri Ranganath." So Mahapurna said, he glorified the path of bhakti. He said that if you are a good devotee, if you are a qualified devotee, then you don't have to see which place you are leaving the body. So that is why he kept his, he left the body there itself by keeping his head on the lap of Kuresh and keeping his legs on the lap of Atulai. And meditating on his Guru Maharaj Yamunacharya, he left his body. Mahapurna left his body. And Kuresh, he performed, although he was blind, he had so much pain, but still he performed the last rites for Mahapurna and then they made a samadhi for Mahapurna. Then Kuresh went back to Kanchipuram. When Ramanuja came to know about this, he felt very bad. Oh, my disciple had to give his eyes for my sake. He really felt so bad. And then Ramanuja, because he was hiding and he was trying to preach in his own way, in one place he came, there were thousands of people who were following Jainism. There he again, he proved how through scriptures, how you should worship Lord Vishnu. And thousands of Jain people, they all became disciples of Ramanujacharya. Then in another place, there were many Shaivites who were worshipping Lord Shiva. They were against Ramanujacharya. So Ramanujacharya told Dasharathi that everybody go there to take bath in a river. So you go and put your leg there. So what happened, that water became purified because it was washed by the feet of Dasharathi. And every day morning all the people used to go and take bath in the river. They all became disciples of Ramanujacharya because they took bath in the water that was washed by the feet of Dasharathi. This way Ramanujacharya was spreading, as he had promised that I will spread bhakti throughout India. So, and he established many temples and deity worship in many of the temples, in Tirupati, in Srirangam, in all the temples. Yesterday we saw how he proved Balaji in Tirupati, right? The same way how he proved that the deity is Balaji. Yesterday you were there, right? So this way he went throughout India and he was spreading bhakti. And now, finally, he came to see Kuresh. And he came to see Kuresh. He felt very bad. He took Kuresh to Kanchipuram. Who is the deity in Kanchipuram?
Varadraj.
So he said, "Now come to Varadraj." And he told Kuresh, "Kuresh, you should offer beautiful prayers to Varadraj. Offer beautiful prayers to Varadraj. And you know, I want you to have your eyes back. Listen to this. I want to have, I want, what did I say now?
You are chanting.
So he was saying that I want you to have your physical eyes back. So Kuresh, on the order of his Guru Maharaj, he offered very beautiful prayers to Varadraj. And Varadraj was very happy with him and he said that whatever you want, you ask, I'll give you. And you know what did Kuresh ask? What do you think Kuresh asked?
Devotion.
You know what Kuresh asked? You know what Kuresh asked? Kuresh, listen. Kuresh said that you send Chaturgram to Vaikuntha. You remember who is Chaturgram now?
No.
Yes, Mother.
Who?
The servant.
Servant of? Yeah. Yeah. What was that king's name? This shows how you are paying attention. What does the king say?
Kolatunga.
Yeah, Kolatunga. So, he was, because of him only, he was the main person because of whom Kuresh was tortured. And Kuresh is telling that, oh my Lord, please send him to Vaikuntha. The Lord said, Kuresh, I was going to give him, torture him in hellish conditions for doing all these things, for torturing you and Mahapurna. And you are asking for him to go to Vaikuntha? Kuresh said, my Lord, you have promised me that whatever I ask, you will fulfill. Kuresh is not having his eyes. He is asking this. And the Lord said, okay, now he will go to Vaikuntha. Then Ramanujacharya came there and he told to Kuresh. Kuresh, he came to know what Kuresh had asked. So Ramanujacharya said, how compassionate you are. But Kuresh, I want you to have your physical eyes. So then he said, tomorrow again you offer prayers to Varadraj and you should ask him for your eyes. So Kuresh again offered very beautiful prayers to Varadraj. And Varadraj was very happy with his prayers. Varadraj again came and told to Kuresh that I am very happy with your prayers. What do you want? You know what Kuresh asks now? He send Kolatunga to Vaikuntha. He said, send Kolatunga to Vaikuntha. So Varadraj said, I want to give you your eyes. Why don't you ask for your eyes? Your Guru Maharaj has instructed you. Ask for your eyes. The Lord is telling him. Kuresh is not asking. Then Ramanujacharya again came to Kuresh. And then, you want to know what happened to Kolatunga? Do you want to know what happened to Kolatunga? How many of you want to know? Okay, so Kolatunga, because he did all these activities, he developed a serious disease. And because of the disease, a big lump, it came out of his back that was more bigger than his face. Biggest lump came out of his back. And there were millions of worms that were biting that lump. And he couldn't do anything on that. He was suffering from pain because those worms were biting him and that lump was so huge and big and no cure for that lump. And those millions of worms were biting him. And he was crying with pain. He was crying, was shouting at no one to help him. This was the punishment he got. He suffered for so many years and finally he died. But he went to Vaikuntha because Kuresh prayed for him. So this way, Kuresh, he didn't pray for this. So he prayed for Kolatunga to go back to Godhead. Then Ramanuja came and told to Kuresh, Kuresh, I have so many projects that I have to do with you. So why don't you, please ask for your eyes. So he took him to Srirangam. Took to Srirangam and he told that now you pray to Sri Ranganath, you offer your beautiful prayers and ask to Ranganath that he should give your eyes back. So Kuresh, on the order of his Guru Maharaj, he went to Srirangam and he offered very beautiful prayers. And Sri Ranganath was very happy with him. Sri Ranganath came to Kuresh and he said, Kuresh, ask what you want. So Kuresh said that, my Lord, I want to leave this body before my Guru Maharaj. I want to leave this body and I want to go back to Vaikuntha. The Lord said, Kuresh, Not only you, anyone who is related to you will go back to Vaikuntha. So this news went to the ears of Ramanujacharya. Ramanujacharya started jumping. He was in ecstasy. He was very happy. So then all the disciples said, Guru Maharaj, Kuresh wants to leave his body. He is going to die. And you are so happy. Ramanujacharya said, you know why I am happy? Because Lord Ranganath has said, anyone who is related to Kuresh will go back to Vaikuntha. Because I am his guru, even I will go to Vaikuntha. Can you see this? That is why Ramanuja was happy. So then, of course, Ramanuja was very sad. So he went to Kuresh and he told Kuresh, why did you ask this boon? Why you want to leave your body before me? Before I leave my body? Kuresh told to Ramanuja that I had a dream, Guru Maharaj. In my dream, I saw that anyone who leaves his body and goes to Vaikuntha, when his associates come, he has to come down to receive him. Understood? If anyone leaves his body and goes to Vaikuntha, and say suppose now if Ramanuja leaves his body and goes to Vaikuntha, when Kuresh will leave his body and come to Vaikuntha, Ramanuja will have to come to receive him. And Kuresh said, I don't want to keep this situation in which you should come and honor me. I will go to Vaikuntha, and when you come to Vaikuntha, I will come to honor you. Understood? I don't want to give you this thing that you should come and honor me. You should come and welcome me. I want to come and welcome you. That is why Kuresh said, I want to leave the body before you, Guru Maharaj. Then again Ramanujacharya said, I want you to get your physical eyes. So then again he told you, please offer prayers to Sri Ranganath. So then Kuresh, he offered beautiful prayers, and then the Lord came and he was very pleased. He said, I want to offer, the Lord himself said, I want to offer you your eyes. Your guru wants to have you to have your eyes. You please ask for your physical eyes. So then Kuresh said, my Lord, what will I do with my with the physical eyes? I don't want to see this dirty world with those eyes. Give me that vision with which I will constantly see you, my Lord, and constantly see my Guru Maharaj. I don't want my physical eyes, but I want to have that vision constantly in my heart of yours as well as Shripad Ramanujacharya's. So then Ramanujacharya told to Kuresh, you are not asking for your eyes. I will go to the Lord. I will ask the Lord to give you your eyes. So Ramanujacharya went to Sri Ranganath and he prayed and he told Sri Ranganath, please give him his eyes. So Ranganath said, I am going to give what he desires. And what was the desire of Kuresh? That I want to see the Lord constantly. I want to see my Guru Maharaj constantly. I don't want to see anything else in my life. So that is why I am granting him that boon. And to test that boon, Ramanujacharya brought Kuresh in front of Sri Varadaraj. And he said, are you seeing the Lord? He didn't have his eyes. He said, yes, I am seeing the Lord. And what is the proof? He said, the Lord is wearing this colored dhoti. He is wearing this many number of jewels on his body. He is wearing this peacock feather. He is wearing this crown. He is wearing this bangle. He is wearing this chadar. This is the color of the flowers on his body. So this is how, and this is the scent that, I mean, this is the perfume that is where he is putting on. This all he described, Kuresh, very nicely. Then after that, Ramanujacharya said, okay, what am I wearing? So he said that you are wearing this particular color of saffron clothes, your garland in this garland, this many roses are there, this is the color of that rose, and this many flowers are there, and this is how you are looking, Guru Maharaj. So this is how Kuresh got that vision. He never saw anything other than his Guru Maharaj or the deity. And then later, after some time, Kuresh left his body. And when he was leaving his body, he pressed the lotus feet of Ramanujacharya on his
on his body, on his chest, on his head, on everywhere. He pressed the lotus feet of Ramanujacharya on his body throughout, and he left his body on the lap of Aunt Dal, his wife, and his wife, he asked before leaving his body to his wife, do you have any desire or anything? She said, whatever is your desire is my desire. This is a chaste wife. She said, whatever is your desire is my desire. And he left his body. And before leaving his body, he gave the most important instructions to his two sons. What are the names of the sons?
Yeah.
He gave this instruction to his sons that never ever become proud that you are my sons. The great Kuresh, who was such a great scholar, or never ever become proud that you are related to Ramanujacharya. Never be proud, always be humble. So this is how he instructed his children and he left his body. Kuresh ki. Shripad Ramanujacharya ki. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
So this